Kilo number five.
This is The Big Show with Chrisso and Higgins, and that was Mumbo number five by Luke Bagger. Absolute banger. Anyway, our first topic of the night, we're going to talk about Conor McGregor, aren't we, Daniel?
Indeed we are. So, Conor McGregor was in a fight with Rafael Dos Anjos coming up in the next coming weeks on March 5. And so, there's been an injury to Rafael Dos Anjos ahead of the bout. So, he's broken his foot, from what I believe, in a training session. So, going off that, Conor McGregor has no one to face. So, we were very G'd up about this fight.
There I think are everyone was,
lining
to be
up to face McGregor in various weight classes. However, we were very G'd up. I believe we were going to... It's on a Sunday afternoon for us, so we were going to go out to Richmond.
Yeah. Shout out to the precinct. That's where we were going to go.
Indeed, we were. Enjoy ourselves and watch the fight. So,
So he's broken his foot.
Devastating.
Yes. So he's broken his foot. I was actually looking at a few comments online. People were saying he probably kicked an ice block because he didn't want to fight him, which is hilarious. But now he's going to actually face... He's going to go up... How many kilos is it, Daniel? Well, he's 60. He's going for the 70 kilo. That was going to be his fight, the lightweight. He was going to be 70 kilos.
So he's moved up in weight from featherweight to lightweight to face against Rafael Dos Anjos, and he was after the lightweight title. So as Dos Anjos is injured, apparently the next man in line, or whoever the best choice is, they've called up a guy called Nate Diaz. So he's actually even heavier than lightweight in welterweight. So that's 77 kilos compared to the 70 kilo
which he was aiming
for McGregor. So he's got 2 weeks to hit that.
Quite surprising, really. Madness. Because in his previous weight class, he was fighting at 145 pounds. So he's actually making about a 10 kilo, you can't give or take, 10 kilo increase in weight, 10, 12 kilo increase.
Yeah, 12 kilo increase from the current weight division he's been fighting in, featherweight, up to welterweight. So it's no
very
easy
impressive
task. And
now,
especially in 2 weeks, could you imagine putting on that much?
That man must be just lean weight. Muscle, seriously.
Oh, if you have a look at a few pictures, you can see it.
He's an absolute animal. So previously, previous fight, the championship fight in the whatever division it was. What division was it, Daniel?
Featherweight.
Featherweight, that's it. Featherweight division when he beat Dos Santos. Nick Diaz had some words to say about McGregor, doing some serious trash talking. Quote saying, he talks all that money fight, S word. He knows where it is. It's right here. So Diaz claimed that a big money fight will be against him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so, to be honest. I think that Diaz isn't big enough to... Not big enough as in... Yes, he's probably quite large in...
Size,
but money fight-wise, there'd be a lot more revenue coming in from the Dos Anjos fight.
Well, yeah, because it's been hyped up so much, of course, there's going to be more revenue in it. However, the Dos Anjos fight, as you just said, they would have had more hype regarding it. But the Nate Diaz bloke, I reckon that'd be a decent fight because he's just another weight class above.
Everyone was
interested to see how McGregor would go going up to lightweight.
And now he's jumping too.
Welterweight's a completely different ball game. The guy's bigger, stronger. Even if McGregor puts on the weight, the body compositions are going to be quite different. You can't make such a big change to your body in 2 weeks.
Well, I'll tell
so
you what.
It's going to be interesting. I reckon I'd rather see him face Nate Diaz.
No, it's going to be, if he can pull this off, there's going to be some serious speculation to be one of the best fighters in the world, to be honest, because this unbelievable stuff, this... I mean, well, there was a stat saying four of his eight or six of his last 12 matches, and that's also including his MMA career before UFC. Six opponents have dropped out of 12 or something like that.
Against McGregor.
Against McGregor.
Oh, really?
So we're not sure if it's a fear factor or they're just actually getting injured.
Well, he's spoken about a bit of fear, hasn't he? And what he believes about
it. Well, we will.
We'll go. I reckon we should go to it now. To be honest, we've got a bit of a...
Well, we've got a video. I'll have to bring it up, but we'll post it on our page as well in a minute. But it's basically him just saying that he's an absolute animal. And to be perfectly honest with you, would you go against him? Would you say he's not an animal, Daniel?
Well, I'm not in the UFC and I've never thrown a punch, so I don't think I would go against him.
Yeah, this is the
clip.
He
is an animal what we've seen, but yeah, enjoy this.
This is what he said after after he found out that he wasn't fighting. He wasn't fighting Dos Anjos.
I don't care. It's the McGregor show. Let's be honest. It would be great to have it with all the work they put in, but I cannot force an individual if they are afraid. If an individual is afraid to fight, you cannot force him. So it is what it is. If he's running, if he's scared, there's nothing I can do. Sometimes I look in the mirror and get little frights as well, looking at myself, because I am an absolute animal, a machine. So I probably wouldn't want to fight me either. So it is what it is. I'll be there, I know that.
So he's got some serious trash talk to him, doesn't he, Daniel?
Indeed he does. And the interesting thing about McGregor is he's not fussed who he's going to fight. He claims he'll fight anyone. He just doesn't give an F. That's what he said. He just doesn't give an F, paraphrased. So it's very fascinating how he's so confident in just fighting anyone despite weight class. And you've got other people prancing around. They get a broken finger and whatnot, and they just cancel out a fight. And as you said, what was it, 6 out of 12 or something?
6 out of 12, I think it was.
People have cancelled a fight.
Which is incredible, but...
It is incredible, but there's just one more thing. Dos Anjos wants to fight McGregor. He doesn't want to fall into that category, and despite breaking his foot, he's said that he does want to go forward with the fight, provided he can take painkillers before the bout. So I'm not too sure on the... how all that works, taking painkillers before a bout, but I just don't imagine it'll go through.
Can't imagine it going
very
well. Or
if he's just trying to talk himself up to just seem a bit tougher, but... Good on him, I guess. But there you go. It's just absolute madness.
I was actually reading an article earlier about him, and I think it was Dana White saying that it's just crazy how much self-belief he has. And he says that's one of his biggest assets, his mental strength, that he's just so... He literally believes that he can beat whoever, which is quite impressive. But I think we've rambled on about Conor McGregor long enough.
Indeed we have. So we're going to go to a track, of course. Now, this is some Mashton Kutcher, pardon me for that, with Sunshine. It's a new track, enjoy. I know it's up to me, making sure I'm not in too deep. Keep bursting on my feet. The Sunshine. This is The Big Show with Chris Owen Higgins. So moving right along, we hope you enjoyed the show so far. We're going to talk about some videos that we've seen on Facebook that really put us off.
Yeah, they're quite grim. I actually recently witnessed one that was highly disturbing, highly just yuck. I didn't enjoy it whatsoever. Basically, I looked twice, to be honest. I was just browsing around on the Facebook feed, and you know how videos automatically start when you open them up? Well, that's happened, and it's a real close-up of a skin tone kind of looking thing. And then I've watched it for about 5 seconds, and finally I've identified what it was. And what it was a person's foot. Not sure male or female, but a person's foot, nonetheless. Covered in hard, callousy blisters. Not covered. Now, I'm saying covered, Daniel. Can you imagine that?
I indeed can. Do go on.
And then they were getting scraped off with some sort of scraping device. And it was... I had to immediately scroll down. I had a bit of a dry reach, as you can imagine, Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just disgusting. And I just want to talk about how we don't need that stuff in our news feeds. What do you reckon?
Well, I don't really want to see that rubbish either. I think I know what you're talking about. I mean, the same videos float around all the time. They pop up a few months in between. So it's really not what you need. And the worst part about it is how Facebook just plays them automatically.
And yeah, sometimes you can't get away from it.
Yeah, you just can't escape it. So once it starts, you'll basically look at quite a few things on Facebook, even if they're not relevant. You just look at them anyway. That's just how it is.
How
so they're
do.
Sucking us in. Anyway, you're watching something and then it comes out of nowhere with this feral rubbish that is completely uncalled for and not what you see coming.
It's not nice.
It's same with that. There's another video that's been going around for quite some time now. It's when you're just watching something, it's peaceful, not a problem. Then you've got some moaning woman in the background.
Oh, no. Yeah, we've been trolled many times by